From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast, the Arizona Daily Stars podcast for all things Arizona Wildcats basketball, football, and more. I am Star Sports Editor Ryan Finley here with Bruce Pascoe. Bruce, a very newsy Tuesday afternoon and evening. Sean Miller issued his first ever statement since last week's FBI investigation into the Arizona basketball program led to the arrest of Book Richardson. U of A President Robert Robbins and Athletic Director Dave Hickey then issued similarly flowery statements, basically voicing their support for Sean Miller and the program in general. We've had a little bit of time to sort of think about this and reflect on what they said. Pardon my French here. What the hell did they say?
Well, I think it was qualified support. I think they've had a week mm-hmm. after Book Richardson was arrested to do what appears to be their own limited investigation. And as a result of that, Robert Robbins said, from what we know now, we support Coach Miller, blah, blah, blah. And that's probably to be expected. What happened is to be expected. The only thing that was a little odd was the way they sent out three different releases from three different people on three different platforms mm-hmm. and all very late in the day. But, you know, that's probably strategic, and certainly also having them issued separately mm-hmm. leaves them a little more legal liability, where if it's found out later anything happened, Robbins can say, you know, well, I said as of now or whatever.
Right.
It's not linked to anything that Sean Miller said or did or whatever. So that's probably why they did it, but it's certainly a little bit to digest there, yeah.
Right. The statement from Sean Miller read like this. As the head basketball coach at the University of Arizona, I recognize my responsibility is not only to establish a culture of success on the basketball court and in the classroom, but as important, to promote and reinforce a culture of compliance. To the best of my ability, I've worked to demonstrate this over the past 8 years and will continue to do so as we move forward. To the best of my ability, not to parse the words of a man who issued a statement through a lawyer, or a statement that a lawyer clearly wrote.
Right.
To the best of my ability leaves him an out. Am I being too jaded in my thoughts there?
No, that's exactly it. I mean, because what I think he's referring to is there's a bylaw in the NCAA rulebook that basically says head coach can be liable if he's not overseeing a proper, atmosphere of compliance.
Right.
And that's that. You can be implicated under that even if it wasn't proven you knew anything. You are expected to have to know. And that's what he's referring to, saying, I'm doing my best, I've always done my best, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that may help him, but he can still, you know, if some of these allegations are proven true from what came out of the complaint last week, there are going to be some things that go into that area of failure to monitor.
Sure.
And that's pinned on the head coach. And
it should be,
yeah.
I think. It's funny. To me, I think Sean Miller tried to accomplish two things with that statement. One thing was establishing that he's not going anywhere and that he is still the basketball coach and is still in charge. But on the other hand, maybe acknowledging that bad news had come out and it's possible that more bad news could be coming. To me, that's what that last statement kind of says. To the best of my ability, I've worked to demonstrate this over the past 8 years.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to do so as we move forward. To me, that, and I'm probably reading way between the lines here, that says bad news came out and hopefully there will be no more going forward.
Right, and they all left themselves a leg out there, or an out, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. and because they don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. This is an FBI investigation. They've said they may have more information mm-hmm. than they've even put out there. And now it's possible, you know, Book Richardson goes to them, and who mm-hmm. knows what he tells them about whatever happened.
Right.
And that is an information that Miller or the university may not know at this point. So they're all, you know, everyone's just kind of saying, we're okay as of now, we're trying, we've got lawyers looking into this, blah, 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 but hey, the season's coming up and please come support us, which, you know, was part of their statement.
Yeah, I thought that was a little strange. At the end they go, basically, now let's go support the kids. And it's like, yeah, but how many of those kids are going to be eligible? How many of those kids were gotten illegally? I mean, if even half the stuff that's in that FBI complaint is true, I think you have to look at this entire team and the way it was assembled and wonder how they all got together and how many rules were broken to do it.
Right. That again speaks to it, when you have something like this, it mm-hmm. casts a shadow on every recruit you've gotten, mm-hmm. every recruit that Book Richardson's been involved in. How sure. did they get here? What happened? And it's possible, even though they want to move ahead with the season, it's possible that you could be looking at things here that could involve sanctions for this year's season. Mm-hmm. It's also possible, if it's proven that a player took money last year, before mm-hmm. last year, that player could become ineligible, and they could retroactively say that last year was ineligible and make them repay some television money or right. whatever. There's a lot of things that could happen here, past, present, and future, really. Right.
On the bright side, that would mean that the Xavier game never happened.
Well, usually they vacate the wins. So that one might still stick there, but that's a good point.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me, Bruce, and I know that you've talked to some crisis people, and just as part of your reporting, people who put together statements like this for a living, what did they have to say?
Just that, the gist I got out of it was that they're doing pretty much playbook stuff, you mm-hmm. know, when you have these kind of situations and everybody's... They took a little bit of time. They didn't rush to it, you know, mm-hmm. like you may have seen in Louisville for different reasons over there. But they also weren't the last to, so they were out there. But they, the statements were all carefully written, and mm-hmm. left themselves a little bit to stand on. I think one crisis PR professional told me that you're going to get hurt in these fights. It's mm-hmm. it's a knife fight. He right. basically said you're going to get hurt. But you want to survive. That's what you're trying to do, and that's clearly what's going on here.
Right. If Sean Miller is looking to survive, saying that he's devastated by these accusations is a good start. And much stronger words than if we're looking around the league, Rick Pitino used, or even Andy Enfield used at USC. Will that buy him something? And do you think that he's devastated? Or do we know?
Well, I think he's devastated. The question is in what ways. Right. I mean, he's certainly devastated for what it's doing to his program. The question is whether he's personally devastated or disappointed in Book, who's been with him for 11 years or whatever. You know, who knows there? But it's interesting to use that word. It's probably fitting. It's certainly not surprising. It's much a different implication than if he said, "I was shocked," which would imply he's not aware.
Right.
He didn't say that. Anything like that. And it's a stronger way to say he's disappointed, because clearly he is.
Right. Arizona can't move to replace Book Richardson until they formally fire him, and that should come here in the next week or so. There will be an assistant coach's opening on that staff. Who gets the job, do you think?
Well, I think, it is the timing such that, unless there's a an unemployed coach sitting out there this time of year that right. Miller really wants, I don't think that's likely to happen. And we don't know exactly how long it could take to fire Book, if that's mm-hmm. what they're going to do. But in any case, they've got a guy on the staff in Austin Carroll, who's the assistant ops manager mm-hmm. or director right now. He's basically a coach in waiting. He's kind of helped Book. He's scouted games. He's a very competent mm-hmm. young guy, works hard. Everybody likes him. I would think that he gets that role in an interim job. Whether or not they give him the title, but they'll certainly mm-hmm. give him more of the duties and fill in the staff from there. I think if they do fire Book, my guess is that they'd seek a permanent replacement when this further plays out and right. Into the spring, when there's more availability to hire guys that are on staffs right now.
Right. And Austin Carroll's dad, one time head coach of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, coached the Celtics, and
John Carroll,
very well respected guy, mm-hmm. And was Caleb Tarzewski's travel ball coach for a club called the New England Players. No longer with them, but he's been around in the mm-hmm. New England basketball scene for years at all levels. And Austin grew up, probably absorbing quite a bit of knowledge mm-hmm. from him. So that's one reason why he's pretty well regarded.
Right. I was asked this question in a radio interview the other day, and I didn't really know what to say. Do you believe that this was an isolated incident with Book Richardson, or do we know enough to judge one way or another?
I don't think we really know. But mm-hmm. I mean, again, this kind of calls in the question, everything you've done when mm-hmm. when you're caught on tape saying you're going to do this and that, and seeming to be willing to do it. It's right. It's really hard to say. Yeah, I don't really know how to answer that one well mm-hmm. either. Other than we'll see, the facts will come out here, but certainly it brings suspicion on everything you've done.
Right. Something I think about just a little bit, Bruce, and this has nothing to do with basketball, but you and Book Richardson are about the same age. Right? Within a few years.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you decide to start breaking moral codes at your age out of the blue?
That's a big part of the question, too. You wonder that, right? Tigers don't change their stripes, whatever you want to call it. Right. There's that. It is possible. You could argue, okay, maybe he had some kind of issue in his life, whatever, where he needed money and he decided to take this gamble. You know, but it's also possible, as you know, a lot of people are saying that the assistants involved here didn't really think that these things would lead to them facing potential jail time, and were thought maybe it might cost them their job, but we're okay with that, and they've been operating in that for years, and so yeah, you wonder, maybe these things have happened before.
And keep in mind, there's a difference in terms of law enforcement between the NCAA, which can't check your bank account or see what sort of money is coming in and going out, and the FBI that can do it like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
if these guys deal in a world of cash payments, the NCAA couldn't track that if they wanted to. The FBI, as they showed last week, can do it fairly quickly.
It's totally different the way they go about it. And then the wiretaps, they were able to get the warrants for some of those things and videotaping and having undercover agents. The NCAA basically will, their powers are basically limited to interviewing people and saying, did you take that money? And if they say no, they say, okay, well, you know, I mean, there's some limited other things they can do, but it's much different. And, you know, I think in this case, we're going to see the NCAA taking some of the federal, what's ever proven out of the federal case, and pulling it into their cases and saying, this is evidence, this is hard evidence, now what else do we got here? And you know, that could be a really, that could lead to a lot of sanctions against a lot of different schools at the end of this.
Absolutely. And it's funny, too, because we look at different standards, right? The FBI doesn't need to say the name Sean Miller for Sean Miller to get in trouble with the NCAA. Sean Miller wasn't mentioned in this statement, but his program will be investigated, and he will be investigated. I'm reminded a little bit of a legal case that we had when I was covering the U of A football team 8-9 years ago. It's a guy named Jonathan Turner who was charged with sexual assault. Within the span of about 2 weeks, he was kicked off the football team and kicked out of school. And a year later was found not guilty in court. He tried to sue the U of A for kicking him off the team, and nothing came of it because the U of A football team had a different standard of guilt, and the University of Arizona had a different standard of guilt than the courts do. I could see something here with Book Richardson is, even if he, say, cops a plea and avoids serious prison time, I could see the NCAA coming in and hitting Arizona hard simply because their standards are different than the FBI's.
Yeah, it's really confusing to figure out what's going to happen here. And there's, you know, in those lines, and there is also a thought that in some cases, if some of these coaches are or asked federally to talk, they may not want to talk and take the fifth. Mm-hmm. But if they do that, then they're liable under NCAA rules.
Yes.
And they're facing a possible show cause where they're getting in trouble in their job. But as one communications or NCAA expert told me in these things, that, you know, you're better off sacrificing your job than and not going to prison. So, you know, that it's a really unusual entanglement of both of these entities, and you know, I think it's really put everybody in kind of a tough spot here.
Yeah, and I mean, there may come a point, a very real moment, if it hasn't happened already, where Book Richardson will be given a choice. She'll be tell the feds everything he knows about how Arizona acquires basketball players, or protect his boss and his school and go to prison.
Right, and that's, you know, that's, a lot of people will say that, you know, you want to do everything you can to avoid jail time if that's the case, but it doesn't always happen that way. I mean, Myron Pigge, there's a big story about him, what, 15 whatever years ago, and he didn't talk, and he got 12 years or something, and they said he might have gotten a lot less if he did, but he didn't want to, and you don't know. I mean, there is a code of loyalty, but when you're up against prison time, does that code go away, or do you still honor it?
Right.
And, yeah, he could be, you know, they could ask Book about everything in U of A. They could also ask him about, and I expect them to ask him about other programs. Who else is out there? What is Nike? Do you have a contact with Nike that did this or that, if they did, whatever. And and it could go, you know, this thing could spread like wildfire if these guys talk and if there's anything to it.
To me, it's so funny. You know, we talk about major college basketball programs being implicated here, and like that is the big story, and it is. To me, the larger story here is the involvement of the shoe companies. And, I mean, Adidas has been pulled in. Nike has been subpoenaed. To me, that could be the next big domino to fall here, is they figure out just how much money has been flowing from these quote-unquote grassroots companies within Nike or within Adidas to some of the programs that wear their shoes.
Right. I mean, and you know, and it makes sense. And I think that, yeah, I think that is probably their the big, you know, target they're possibly looking at, because, you know, there was an allegation, for example, that Arizona offered $150,000 to Nasir Little. Okay, well, where did that money come from?
Right.
If it was even true, which is far from being proven, but if it were, you know, there's, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise to anybody if it came from a shoe company. So, you know, I mean, it makes sense on the sense that these shoe companies have vested interest. They're sponsoring these schools. If these schools have good players and go to Final Fours and do good things and get on ESPN a lot, that's good for the shoe companies, right? So,
if DeAndre Ayton, say, goes to a Final Four wearing Nikes, maybe DeAndre Ayton will want to sign with Nike as a pro.
Right. Both are huge factors, and there's such immense pressure on that, and so I'm sure the FBI is looking into that.
What shoes are you wearing?
I wear New Balance.
New Balance. Okay.
Yeah. Not Brigade. That's one reason why I wear them, to be honest with you.
New Balance isn't paying anybody to wear their shoes.
It doesn't look like it.
Although, New Balance does baseball cleats. They're good, apparently.
Really? I didn't know that.
All right. Well, hey, we'll wrap it up here. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us. I know there's a lot to wade through, and to our listeners, at certain points, your head is going to hurt, because my head has hurt, and your head hurts when you think about all the different nuances involved here. We are trying to wade through this and try to make it as clear as humanly possible for you guys. If you have any questions, please tweet us at Bruce Pascoe, at Ryan Finley, Ryan_Finley, I apologize. And to listen to us, obviously, subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Download the Wildcaster app in the iTunes store or wherever you get your apps, or on your podcast app within your phone. There are all sorts of ways to find us. Bruce Pascoe, thank you so much.
And I just wanted to add there, absolutely, because there are times when we're sitting here racking our brains saying, where should we go next? What do you think about this? Sometimes we'll take a question off of a tweet or an email, and that becomes a story idea that we didn't think to look into, or maybe it reinforces what people are thinking or wondering, and that's really valuable.
Right. Well, and here's a little sidebar here before we wrap up. You know, I was looking yesterday at some of the different Sean Miller things within our sort of website, right, within our website, and I found all these letters to the editor about Sean Miller. And they're all submitted through Tucson.com. If you'd like to send a letter to the editor, go to Tucson.com. So I was able to put together a collection of just letters to the editor about Sean Miller in the last week. And that was the most read thing on our website. And I think it offers a really interesting glimpse into what Arizona Wildcats fans are saying. They are less forgiving than you might imagine. There's a lot of them saying, there's no way he didn't know anything. Get him out of here. You know, there are a couple saying he deserves the respect that we give Lute Olson, which I think he already receives the respect that people had for Lute Olson, but it's just me. Anyway, all sorts of fun stuff. So please communicate with us. Talk to us. Thank you for listening to the Wildcast, the Arizona Daily Stars podcast for U of A football, basketball, and more. Bruce Pascoe, we'll see you next week.
Thanks.